At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Panthers talk continues. It's the Panthers Insider. All the Panthers news you need now on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back. Panthers Insider show rolls on. Doug Plagans here with you this morning. And while the Panthers Podcast Network's your audio source for everything going on within and beyond the hockey world in South Florida, tune to new shows like 5-Minute Morning Scape, Panthers Pipeline, and Around the NHL. To subscribe, go to floridapanthers.com/podcast network. Of course, you can always find Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast, new material each and every week on Territory Talk. By the way, the Panthers and the Flyers tonight, 7 o'clock in Philadelphia. You can catch that across the Panthers radio network. Mention Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast this week. Mackenzie Weegar joined the show, and well, I want to reset back to a conversation that Katie Gause and I had with Mackenzie Weegar a few days ago. Let's play part of that right here. First thing I asked him was how things have felt with the good start the Panthers have had.
It feels great. I think we had a great training camp. It was very high pace. Q had us going immediately, and I think our goal was to get off to a good start here, and we're just taking it game by game, but we're a confident group, and obviously a big test here tomorrow.
How much do you think it, you know, made a difference, just not only the familiarity you guys have with Q, but also with each other? You know, there's so much of this group that's back from last year. You kind of didn't really have to build the chemistry. It was there, and you just got to sort of kick things off on the right foot.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other now for a long time. Everybody's pretty comfortable with each other. You can see us out there all laughing and having a good time. There's nobody out there that feels, you know, like a stranger. You know, Jumbo, Rhino, the new guys in the team, you know, they just jump right in and feel like they've been a part of the team for a few years now. So I think that's been huge part of the family culture here, and that's big with Q and the ownership and everybody here. You know, we want to build that family culture, so that's what we're doing here, and we just got to keep this thing going.
A couple things going off what you just said there. You talk about the familiarity. A lot of guys last year were, you know, in their first season with the team, so that familiarity's built up there. But for you guys on the back end defensively, it's, you know, really all returners. You guys are all at least a little bit used to each other. How much does that help you guys as a unit on the back end?
Yeah, it's huge. I think the one thing big on the back end, we just try to all stay positive, all bring each other up. You know, if a guy has a little bit of a bad shift, come right back off. You build him right back up. And all six guys back there get along great. We're all having fun. When a guy makes a great play, we're all cheering him on. We're all, you know, it's just a lot of, you know, good camaraderie back there. And, you know, with Ecky coming back and the leadership now has grown. And we're all leaders back there together. So I think that's helped out a lot. And we got a good group back there. And we're just going to keep excelling together.
You talked about leaders. There's obviously plenty to go around on this team, but no one sort of stands out as a leader and a veteran more than Jumbo Joe.
Yeah.
from an off-ice perspective, it just seems like he truly loves hockey more than anyone I've ever seen. What is that like, just dealing with him in the room and getting that positivity on a daily basis? And also, you know, do you remember watching him growing up? Because I'm assuming you probably did.
Yeah, I mean, what a super guy he is. He's great to have in the room. I think every time he speaks, everyone's ears perk up. And positive guy, you know, he's in first one at the rink on game days, first one in practice. And, you know, that's something you look up to. Like you said, I remember watching, he actually played with my cousin Craig in San Jose. So I got to watch him quite a bit. He was friends with him too. So I got to, you know, few good laughs with my cousin before the season started, and I knew what I was getting myself into when he came here. So he's great to have. He's a great guy and another big key leader on the team.
Another one of your teammates wanted to ask you about. Obviously, you've played pretty extensively with Aaron Ekblad. What's it meant, you know, for the rest of the guys, for the rest of the group, to see him bounce back the way he has, coming back, playing at an all-world level once again after, you know, overcoming the injury from last year?
I think it's huge for us. I'm not the least bit surprised, though. He was taking care of his body the whole time, really dialed it in. He wanted to come back and be even better than he was. So he's been great. I mean, he's one of my best buddies. So to see him bounce back like that, it's just been awesome to watch. And I think we all, you know, look at him like he's our leader back there. And we take notes. And, I think he's going to have another great year, Norris Trophy year. And that ankle seems to be perfectly fine. So it's happy to see and continue to grow with him.
You just mentioned the Norris right there. I know we had some fun chatting with you last season about how you were getting some love. You ended up eighth.
Yeah.
What was that like when you found out, you know, wow, the whole NHL, you were eighth in the Norris. And I got to ask, did anything change for you after?
No, I was surprised. But, you know, I think with the year that we had, and, you know, Forsling stepping up with me, he played great. I think if we played together all year, he could have maybe got some Norris votes too. So I think everybody together helped with that Norris Trophy voting. And that was cool to see, obviously. But try to get better every year. Hopefully maybe some more votes this year. And I'll maybe compete with Ekki and make it harder on him to win that Norris Trophy.
Does anything change for yourself? I mean, just, you know, you've been a name here in Florida and we know your importance to the team. But to get that national attention, right? Mm-hmm. Like now you're a defenseman that's being looked at not just from a Florida importance but an NHL perspective. Just you know, that has to be pretty cool for you.
Yeah, I think you know, I've just tried to get better every year here and just bring more to the table every year for this team. And I think everybody here has done that, so it's helped me get better because everybody's getting better here. That's just how the culture is here. And you know, on the national level, that's great. But, you know, until we win that Stanley Cup, I think that's when, you know, it's really going to feel good and really cool. And I just want to get better and stay with this team as long as I can. It's kind of, you know, I have that mentality of those one-year contracts every year. I feel like I've always had that mentality. So, you know, play good every year, get better every year, and hopefully stick around here forever.
And you have always been, that's been something for your game. You're always looking for little ways to work on your game. When you take that step back in the off season, how do you approach that? What's the way that you go about reviewing your game and preparing for the next time around?
I think, you know, just get better, stronger, faster, you know, work harder every summer, just a little bit more, give a little bit extra in the summertime, come back in better shape than you were the last season. It's always kind of been, you know, with those exit interviews with coach, and just get a little bit in better shape and take care of your body a little bit more, and really become a true professional and a true leader. And that's how you do those things. So if I continue to get better in the off seasons and stronger and feel better coming into camp, I feel like I'm going to have better seasons. And that's sort of what I do. And we have a great group back home, so I think they just all push me to get better, and I push them too to get better. So as long as you have those good supportive groups around you, you know, all the time, I think you get better and better. And it's kind of what I focus on.
And you talk about, we talk about you yourself getting, you know, more recognition, you know, league-wide, things like that, but the team too. And after what you guys accomplished last season, seems like from a national perspective, the whole hockey world's talking about you guys. The standards are high. I know you guys expect a ton out of yourselves. How do you go about managing that and the fact that when you go out there every night, you know you're going to get the other team's best? I mean, you guys are one of the top dogs now, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think we want that. I think we want to have the best from every other team in the league. You know, we deserve it. We deserve the credit. You know, it's all about our team here and what we have. You know, we don't really, you know, focus too much on that outside media and all the buzz and the hype. It's great. But, you know, we just try to focus on what we have in the culture, in the room, and day by day, game by game, you know, shift by shift, just the little things. It's a long season, right? So I still think we have something to prove. We still, you know, You know, Tampa had us in the playoffs there. We still got some room for improvement here. But, you know, we're looking to have a good season. And then, you know, that experience that we had last year, we can just take it in and hopefully get further and further and win that Stanley Cup.
There's tons of great storylines when you look at this entire roster, but the young guns really starting to emerge, you know, just the start of the season already. But Spencer Knight and Anton Lundell both really making a splash early on. Just, you know, what's it like to watch them? You were once in their shoes, you know, making that transition into the NHL and finding that early success.
Yeah, what special players, honestly. You know, Knighter looks like just like he's been playing 10 years in the league already. So good back there. It's great to see. You know, nothing changes playing in front of him. We just go out and play our game and, you know, talk to him, communicate. But he's got his own routine. He knows what he needs to do. And then, you know, Anton, he looked special last night against Tampa. He had a great game. First goal of many for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to get better. He's almost like Barky's little kid out there. It's pretty funny, you know.
For the roomies.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as I'm sure he looks up to Barky like it's his dad or it's his, you know, it's his big brother. So he's just going to get better and better. And having Barky by his side, it's, you know, he's destined to be great too. And I'm happy to be watching that. It's awesome.
Then you mentioned the game against the Lightning, and you guys picked up a big win on the road. The rivalry is something that, you know, has captured everybody's attention across the whole hockey world. What's it like to be involved in a rivalry like that, where it's, you know, two teams that have big-time playoff aspirations, tons of skill on both sides? Mm-hmm. It's just a great matchup that, you know, even, you know, across North America, people who aren't necessarily Panthers or Lightning fans are still keen on that matchup.
I love it. I think the rivalry in the Battle of South Florida is great. Great for our fans here, you know, great for everybody in the NHL, great for marketing us, and it's great. I think we have that family culture here, like I keep saying, that, you know, we're gonna all stand up for each other, and you know, I'm sure they do too. So you know, when we step in there against Tampa, you know, things obviously get a little chippy here and there, but we all have each other's back. And but at the end of the day, we want the 2 points. That's the most important thing against that team. And every time we play that team, it's always circled on the calendar, and it's going to be a big one. You need to play your best 60 against them. And last night, I thought, you know, our PK came up really, really strong last night, and that really helped the win. So we play them a few more times here, so it's not done.
All right, well, last one for me, and I know everybody's, you know, been paying attention. The flow, it's getting better every season along with you. Just what's the routine like? I know you mentioned you got the shea butter, but just what goes into a day in the life of the Mackenzie Weegar flow maintenance?
Well, most thing, it's a little annoying at times. It gets all in my face. Like I've said before, if it wasn't a little superstition I had, I think I might cut it. But, you know, it's good. All my family members love it, and I can't cut it now. I think it's brought me success, I think, and the team success. So it's this thing I got, and the shea butter, like you said, there's a few things I can improve here and there. I got a new hairdresser, so
there you go.
Hopefully it can get a little bit nicer. But it was a mess there for a bit last season. But other than the vacuum cleaning and all my pillows full of hair in the shower, I love it, and I'm gonna keep it going.
It gave us some great hair flip moments too.
Yeah. So if I lose my helmet or you know, get into a tussle out there and it falls off, I always do a little hair flip for the fans.
Yeah, so they love it.
Yeah. It's become part of the brand.
Brand. Hopefully I can get a little sponsorship of some sort of shea butter.
All right, we got to make that happen.
We'll work on it. Suave, or I don't know what we got out there. But last one for me. And we asked the GM, Bill Zito, about this last week, and he talked about how important it was. But for you guys as a team, you know, we've had some unconventional scheduling the last couple of years, but to be able to start the hockey season in the fall when you're used to starting hockey and be back on the regular calendar and be back to playing the 82 games and playing against everybody in the league, what's it like to feel the schedule a bit normal now?
Fresh. It feels so fresh. I mean, coming out and playing that first game against Pittsburgh, the team that we hadn't seen in a year and a half, close to 2 years, it felt great. I think the fans honestly like seeing somebody other than Carolina and Tampa and all those teams, you know. So getting out on the road together, going to other restaurants and hanging out, and not being stuck in a hotel or stuck at home and just ordering food in and whatnot, it's been so great. And it's honestly just felt fresh, and I think you know, it's just gonna make our team closer on the road. And you know, dinner's here, you know, we all hang out together. So I think, you know, it was tough, that COVID stretch, and now that it's all back normal, and it's good for everybody, I think.
Mackenzie Weegar, the Panthers, right there talking about what it means at the end to be starting this hockey season in the fall when we're all used to starting hockey seasons certainly makes everything just feel right. And great to have Mackenzie Weegar on board. Joined us on Territory Talk this week. You like what you heard, you can find that episode and all the episodes wherever you find your favorite podcast. You can start at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk to get started. In Panthers territory, don't miss a moment of the action. You can go to Bally Sports Florida, the Bally Sports app, listen here on the radio network. Follow the Panthers live all season. For the latest news and content, go to floridapanthers.com. Follow us on social media at FLA Panthers. And don't forget, the Panthers will celebrate Halloween coming up on the 27th. That's Wednesday at FLA Live Arena when they take on the Boston Bruins. Enjoy a spooky haunted house and much more. Don't miss any of the action. Go to floridapanthers.com to purchase tickets. Go Cats. The Panthers and the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Panthers trying to build on what's already the best start in team history. 4-0-0, the Panthers record, looking to make it 5-0-0. If they can get a win tonight, they're back home at FLA Live Arena against the Arizona Coyotes coming up Monday at 7 p.m. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. But tonight it's going to be the Panthers 4-0-0, the 2-0-1 Philadelphia Flyers, a matchup in Philadelphia at 7 o'clock. You can catch it all right here across the Panthers Radio Network, 99.9 FM, HD2, WKS HD2 for our listeners in Miami-Dade and Broward County. So that's what's coming up tonight. That's all the time we have on this edition. Thanks to Katie Gauze, Mackenzie Weegar for stopping by. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.